I first want to tell you why this is a change of system, why I feel that the government did this, and there's a lot of repercussion to this whole thing. Okay, so if you ask me, I feel that this is correct. This is like the abolish of DBSS. Because things has gone in, maybe throughout the years, things has changed, you know, and the demographics has changed. So the government did this change. So I feel that this change is necessary, is good, and I'm going to explain to you why. First, I want to tell you, if you watch my last video, because I did a video on EC, okay? And in this video on EC, I think it's a few weeks ago, I'm going to leave it in the comments. The reason why I want to say is because in that video, right, I did mention a very important point, and that point actually comes back to why this system is being changed. I'm going to tell you why now, okay? It's very important. Sorry for dragging this whole thing. It's because this whole thing, I need to really explain clearly and slowly so that you get the correct information, okay? So it's not just like, oh, MOP changed from 5 years to 10 years. It's not. It's totally not. If you ask me, this thing is not a big deal, okay? So everybody knows that MOP changed from 5 years to 10 years. We're not going to talk about this anymore. This 5 years to 10 years is very simple. It's like prime and, prime and plus housing in BTOs. Because the prime and plus housing already changed to 10 years, ma. Only the normal standard BTO is 5 years. So now the government is trying to categorize brand new EC into prime and plus housing. Okay, this is why MOP changed to 10 years. So this is only for those ECs that may only sell in 2027, second half of the year.